USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The House on Wednesday voted largely on party lines to advance a bill that limits the president's authority to issue travel bans on foreign nationals from entering the United States. House Democrats introduced the bill known as the National Origin-Based Anti-Discrimination for Non-Immigrants Act. In 2016, the Obama administration attached a transgender mandate to the Affordable Care Act, framed as a non-discriminatory provision. It would require doctors and hospitals to perform sex change surgeries and provide insurance coverage for this practice. In January, a judge in North Dakota sided with Catholic hospitals in striking down the transgender mandate. However, on Tuesday, the Biden administration appealed the ruling. Dr. Mike Chupp with the Christian Medical and Dental Association tells Fox News they're pushing back on Biden.
As physicians of faith, we represent approximately 20,000. We're Hippocratic physicians, first and foremost, for hundreds of years in the United States. We take an oath to do no harm.
USA Radio News.
This report is sponsored by IDM. With billions of fans around the world, esports are the future of sports and entertainment. IBM is entering the arena by bringing AI and data to deliver best-in-class analytics and enrich the fan experience with the Overwatch League. IBM and the Overwatch League, a professional esports property built around the Overwatch game, launched Power Rankings with IBM Watson to objectively create AI-powered rankings of teams and players. IBM Watson technology helps make sense of the tremendous volume of data available in the game. Corey Shelton, digital strategist at IBM, explains.
As an avid gamer, the application of AI and cloud technology is an exciting development in the world of esports. With so much data and analytics around each unique team, it was impossible for a human being to observe and evaluate each team and player's rankings in real time. With IBM's Power Rankings with Watson, the game is being changed.
Check out Power Rankings at IBM.com/Overwatch.
During his address to the nation Tuesday evening following the conviction of former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin, President Biden called us in America systemic racists. White House spokesperson Jen Psaki.
One of the president's core objectives is addressing racial injustice in this country, not just through his rhetoric, but through his actions. And what anyone should look to is his advocacy for passing the George Floyd Justice and Policing Act, for nominating leaders to the Department of Justice to address long, outdated policies, and to ask his leadership team here in the White House to prioritize these issues in his presidency, which is current and today and not from 30 years ago.
It should be noted, Biden was the architect of multiple federal laws in the 80s and 90s that disproportionately jailed black people and contributed to what many people see as systemic racism. NASCAR is at the big track in Talladega, Alabama, Sunday, 2 p.m. Eastern on Fox and Motor Racing Network. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
One border state governor is tired of waiting for federal help at the U.S.-Mexico border crisis. He's sending in the National Guard. Dan Rocky from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Arizona Governor Doug Ducey is calling on the Biden administration to declare a federal state of emergency on the border over an influx of illegal immigrant crossings. Ducey announced he was sending 250 National Guard troops to the border in his state to assist authorities who are stretched thin. The current conditions at the border have led Congressman Chip Roy to push legislation to the House floor to force the Biden administration to enforce one of President Trump's major border policies. The Texas Republican tells Fox News that he took the move because the White House has failed to do anything meaningful.
I filed a discharge petition of my friend Yvette Harrell's bill to require Title 42. The CDC's requirement and guidelines that we protect against the influx of pandemics into the United States, that we resume enforcing that, which the Biden administration has refused to do. So now we will force a vote on the floor of the House if we can get up to six Democrat colleagues to agree that we should secure our border and fight against the spread of the pandemic.
When Michigan's St. Clair County held a walk-in COVID-19 vaccination clinic last week with 1,600 shots at the ready, only about 800 people signed up in advance. A quarter of the available shots went unused. Tara Smith, an epidemiologist at Kent State University, says we're starting to hit a wall in some areas where most of the people who are anxious to get vaccinated have already gotten their vaccines, and the rest are either considering or have decided against it. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News. I'm Lance Pry.